the Tom Likas Show.
I didn't even feel no pressure. I didn't feel no pressure.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Shit. Okay, that's cool.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24/7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand at premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for being part of our program. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. If you are listening just past 6 o'clock on the East Coast on Tuesday, just after 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, a bonus hour. Phones have been insane. The audience levels have been huge. And we have with us our friend, an advertiser, but a P1, someone who has been a longtime fan, a big supporter, Adam Sachs, divorce attorney, and also a friend of the show. Adam, good to see you.
Great to see you again, Tom.
Did you hear that guy, Tyler from San Diego, who called in?
That was sad, Tom. That was harsh.
That's someone whose dad committed suicide. And that very night, when he was going to deal with that mess, his wife was out having girls' night out.
And apparently she wouldn't cancel it under any circumstances, huh?
Right.
That's unbelievable.
He needed her there, and she had other plans.
Well, Tom, this is a different world, and we see that today people are very self-involved, and the concept of a relationship is a lot different than it once was. And at one time, you know, a woman in particular would lay down her life for her family and her children, and you see how that's a lot less of a consideration now. And you have a situation where this guy's father obviously killed himself. He was obviously quite traumatized. It was horrible. And his wife was, you know, she was partying with the girls. Nothing was going to change that. And that's really hard. That's really harsh when you look at people's priorities and so forth. One of the things I wanted to talk about tonight, I made some notes to myself, was something that you always talked about, which is red flags and, you know, what's forgivable and what's not. And, you know, one thing, Tom, that you have, which is great, is you have a lot of confidence in being able to find a new relationship or a new situation. If the one that you're in is not good, you talk about, you know, DTB, get away, run away. But what's amazing is how many people put up with the craziest red flags, cheaters, liars, all kinds of stuff like what you're talking about. And if this happened to me with this guy, I would be devastated. I would dump her on the spot, but you'd be amazed how many people let things like that slide.
Yeah. Now, we promised him he could talk to you.
Oh, really? Is he still here?
We brought him back.
No way.
No, yeah. Yeah, so let's put Tyler on here. Tyler!
Yes, sir.
You are on now with our friend, divorce attorney Adam Sachs, and he heard your call.
Not much,
It was so upsetting, Tyler. I'm really sorry what's happened to you, man.
Well, you know, it is what it is. I mean, there's, I just got to kind of deal with it day by day.
Now, the reason I wanted to bring Tyler back was he's not just dealing with it day by day for himself.
Right.
His wife has apparently got him believing that he can't see his kids.
Oh, God.
And he only gets to talk to them on the phone. And she's trying to take that away from him, too. And I said, well, wait, we can't just let that go. And Tyler, tell Adam what's going on. Where are your kids? Why can't you see them?
My kids are with my ex-wife, and I went from...
By the way, she's not your ex yet. You're in the middle of a divorce.
Okay. They're with my wife.
Yeah.
I have no legal representation at this point in time.
Suicide.
But, my daughter's almost 9. My son is going to be, you know, he's 6 right now. It'll be 7 later this year. They missed me. The last time I saw them was Christmas. I talked to them on the phone. That's pretty much it. I was, you know, prior law enforcement, dealing with, obviously, my father's suicide and post-traumatic stress from my law enforcement career. And
let's not forget something that kind of got overlooked when you and I spoke. Your kids not only aren't seeing you, their grandfather killed himself.
Right. Yep. Very upsetting also. Your father?
That is correct.
So they're not seeing you or him?
No, that's absolutely correct.
There's so many layers to this, Tyler. You know, first of all, the selfishness of suicide. And Tom has been very critical of people that commit suicide. I feel the same way. One of my favorite writers was Hemingway, and I went to his house in Florida.
Key West, yeah.
In Key West, Florida, yeah. And I was just so fascinated. And then I don't know how I missed this, but I didn't realize that the way his life ended is that he committed suicide, and it changed my perspective on the man. And you see how the ripple effects of your father committing suicide causes so much pain to so many people. So I think that's awful. But when you talk about your other thing with your ex, you know, one of the really painful things that happens in life, particularly with your parents, is that, let's say, you have these harsh parents who call you stupid, you know? One of the things that's horrible about that is not just that they're calling you stupid, but you start to believe it yourself. And when you're in a situation with your ex-wife, and she's basically saying that you're not worthy as a father, she doesn't want you to see the kids, she's making it hard for you, you start to think as an individual that you deserve that, and that somehow that's reasonable, and it's absolutely not. And in fact, the way the law works is that if she's doing that to you and making it difficult for you to see your kids, you can actually take them away from her. The kids are supposed to be with the parent that is going to cooperate most with the other parent. And the reality is that women think that they somehow own their children, and they'll play these games. You didn't do what I liked. You can't see the kids. You didn't pay the support on time. You can't see the kids. I talked to someone recently who said, the wife said, you didn't pay my cell phone bill, therefore you can't see the kids. And this is not a punishment and reward that a woman can manipulate in this way. And so if this is what's going on, and I understand you're not represented, so that's a whole different story. You have to have an attorney when you deal with these sorts of things. But the bottom line is I could go to court on an emergency order and get the kids taken away from her, okay, and brought to you, and that you would be the guardian of those kids with primary physical custody, and she will be sitting there singing the blues because she has no right to do that to you. But the only way...
There's honestly, sir, there's so much more...
Yes, of course, I understand that. She's obviously a very selfish woman. If you had this horrible family tragedy and she still wanted to go to girls' night out, and by the way, as a married woman, she shouldn't be going to girls' night out anyway. I mean, that's a whole different kind of scandal. We've seen that, what really goes on in girls' night out. I wouldn't allow a woman that I was involved with to
go. Girls' night out is boys' night in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, boys' night deep inside. The bottom. I'm glad you're laughing, by the way, Tyler. You need to be able to put some gallows humor onto this.
But you know, there's been so much. I mean, you know, I used to call Tom back in, late June, early July, and I mean, he used to call pretty much on a frequent, regular basis, talking about law enforcement issues with the killing of Kelly Thomas and all those things. And then, in all honesty, I, after dealing with, post-traumatic stress on my own stuff from finding my father, and then, stuff I went through when I was a cop, and then also, just everything going on in the marriage, I kind of lost my mind. And I went...
Wait a minute. When you said you finding your father...
Finding the body, God.
No, I'm not. I'm not sure that's what he meant.
That was in 2010.
Did you not? I understand. Did you not know where your dad was? Did you have to find him for other reasons?
Yeah, I hadn't heard from him in a couple weeks. I literally.
Well, you hadn't heard from him because he had killed himself.
Yeah.
Wow, that's horrible.
The last time I saw my father was September 14th.
Oh, that's, listen, you...
Of 2010. I found him October 15th.
All right, listen.
Of 2010.
This is too much. Listen, you've got to see a counselor. This is too much to just, talk with Tom and I. You need to see a professional. This is beyond description what's happened to you. I'm really sorry.
No. I get that. I've been to all that. I've been to rehab.
Good.
I no longer drink. I've talked to counselors. I've done all of this stuff. I mean, I'm already working or accomplished,
See, what I find with guys that are in law enforcement very often, and guys that are soldiers and so forth, that are in these, you know, kind of missions and life careers like that, where they have a sense of duty and honor and country, is they end up getting burned the worst in divorce, because women use that against you, you know? And a woman will take your sense of honor and all this other stuff and this mentality that you have as someone who's providing public service, a service to the nation, like a Marine or a police officer or a firefighter, and they will turn that against you and make you sorry, and they'll cheat on you and they'll convince you that it's your fault, that you deserved it. And like a parent that tells you you're stupid and you believe it, it's the same kind of thing. It's terribly important that you get yourself an attorney, get your kids back, and put her in her place. And with respect to these other things that's happened to you in your life and so forth, I'm really glad that you're getting help for that. It's very, very hard to deal with these things. And I think that what I was talking about before with red flags, a woman that goes to Girls Night Out, I think that's an ultimate, very significant red flag. I don't see how any married woman should be doing that, especially if she's got children and so forth and responsibilities. It's terrible. And then again, this issue of forgiveness, this thing where, you know, you've had this terrible event, this thing with finding your father, and you come home to your house to the person who's supposed to love you the most in the world, and you're in tears, and you say, you know, honey, I need you tonight. And she says, well, tough, I have plans. I'm not going to cancel them. I think you know everything you need to know about that person. I really do. I think that's the end of that. I wouldn't turn back. And what Thomas talked about, where you never, you know, hit the rewind, I think that's absolutely right. I think I would be done with her. I'd say, I'm really sorry. We're not the same. We have different values, and I never want to see you again. And then the thing that's left to do is to take care of your responsibilities and your rights with respect to your children. You're going to have some kind of relationship with her, because you're going to have to co-parent. But she has no right to blackmail you like this, where she's doing you a big favor, letting you talk on the phone to your kids and also not letting you see the kids. And by the way, aside from her selfishness, it's been shown that it's very, very bad for the children. There are studies about this. Children need two parents. It's very arrogant of women to cut a father off and say, oh, I'm going to be the child's father, or the grandfather, in other words, her father, is going to be the father. This is baloney. And there's no stepfathers. This never works out, okay? You're their father, but you have to assert your rights. And you're going to have to stand up to her, and I know that's probably upsetting. That's one of the reasons you need to see a counselor. But the bottom line is that sooner or later, you're going to have to get it together. You're going to have to hire a proper attorney, and you're going to have to deal with it. And I'd be happy to help you, but you have to want to help yourself, too.
No, absolutely, sir. And I guess it's kind of ironic as to, like, you know, this is the first show I've listened to in a long, long time, and then I hear you're going to be on. So
oh, thanks.
I would like your help. I don't know where to go from here. If we can get together or talk on the phone or whatever the case may be.
We'll hook that up, Tyler. Off the air, Dean will get your information and we'll put you in touch with Adam.
No problem.
That would
I'll
be
talk
perfect,
to you.
Sir.
And then hopefully we can turn this in a better direction for you.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hang in there, Tyler. We'll turn it around for you.
All right, sir.
All right, hang on there. Is that an amazing story or what?
It's, you know, I want to wipe away a tear, Tom. It's really upsetting, you know, and this stuff goes on all the time. You would think, you know, it, just inhumanity. If you met, you know, that's amazing. You talk about what false intimacy and the lies between intimate partners. If I was in a diner, okay, and I started talking to a waitress who didn't even know me, and I said, you know, my father killed himself last week, she would cry. She would put her arms around me. She'd say, sir, I'm so sorry. Right? She'd give me a free coffee. I'd get some compassion from a freaking stranger.
Yeah.
Okay? And here, this guy is very appropriately turning to his wife, his intimate partner, and he's in agony, right? And she's brushing him off. It's unbelievable. It's really sad. You really see how people are in a crisis. And this is, like I said, you know, you're on with respect to red flags. I talk to people all the time, Tom, that have gotten divorced and then married again, okay? Soldiers that were fighting for our country in Iraq and Afghanistan, and their wives cheated on them with multiple people, and they come back and they forgive her and they restart the marriage. I cannot believe that people are able to cope with these things. And with respect to domestic violence, which is the worst of all, people that have had unbelievable circumstances with the police at the house. Let me tell you, if 911 is my phone number, forget it. Forget it. I'm done with you. I'm not going to sit there and play and have it happen again and again. And people have to be able to have confidence that they can give up a relationship that's toxic and that there'll be another one in the future that'll be better. And this is what I was saying before. That's a great confidence to be able to believe that you're going to be able to find someone. Because a lot of people think, if I lose this piece of ass, I'm never going to get laid again the rest of my life. And that's craziness. How many millions of people are there in the world? Jesus.
And we've talked to most of them, I think.
Yeah, right. That's another story.
We have. Our guest is our friend, divorce attorney Adam Sachs, at this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And you can talk to Adam live. Adam can talk to you about divorce, about alimony, which we call vaginamony on this show, because I call it payment for past use of a vagina.
Maybe not that much past use.
And maybe not enough
occasional
past use. Exactly. We talk about child support, child custody, prenups, postnups, and whether you're considering getting married, you are married, or you want to get out very, very badly. Or like our caller Tyler, whose dad killed himself, and then his wife that night decided it was girls' night out, the night that she found out that her father-in-law had committed suicide. Now, most people are not in a situation as bad as that, but some people are in very bad situations. And Adam's field of expertise is to help you if you are thinking about getting a divorce or thinking about getting married, to run you through your paces here. So let me give you our telephone number. It's 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866.
It's just like radio, except the asshole who runs it is on the air. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
You guys know I'm here to help you get laid, to help you with your money, keep you focused on achieving your dreams. Well, longtime listener, and now one of our newest advertisers, Skip LaCour, is the man who can help you get in shape, build some muscle, lose that body fat, get healthier, and have more energy. It's Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality and most effective sports nutrition and bodybuilding supplements on the market. In fact, Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition was nominated for New Brand of the Year in 2012 on bodybuilding.com, the world's number one online retailer of nutritional supplements in the world. The new year's here, and now is the time to finally take control. Go to this special website, tom.massmachinenutrition.com. And download free of charge an ebook and a 1-hour audio teaching that guides you through effectively and efficiently getting your body in shape. Skip is a 6-time national championship bodybuilder, but don't let that intimidate you. He's a listener, for God's sake, and he's one of the best coaches on the planet. He's been guiding and motivating regular guys just like you to get in shape for over 25 years. Go to tom.massmachinenutrition.com. Supreme, clean, Mass Machine Nutrition.
Weekends at New Normal Rock. Newer, faster, harder rock 24-7. Sunday is the Dale Fort 100, 7 p.m. Pacific. 100 minutes of hand-picked, ass-kicking hard rock. Followed at 9 by the legendary Eddie Trunk. And Eddie Trunk Rock. Your weekend is gruesome big old balls.
Is our show available on demand? Absolutely. Go to PremiumTom.com right now and sign up. PremiumTom.com features every hour of every show we've ever done since we returned back in April. But there's more, a lot more. We also offer hours of our show broken up into our most popular features. Be Funny, Likas 101, Money Monday, and more. If you enjoy specific features of our show, you can listen to every Money Monday or every Likas 101 you've missed all at one time. And don't forget our bonus material. Every week we pick and post classic calls so you can enjoy them without having to listen to entire shows. And more is coming. Subscribing to PremiumTom.com is a great way to play our show to your friends, a great way to catch up with anything you've missed. And by subscribing, you'll be helping to guarantee that we'll continue to do the show. You can subscribe on a monthly basis or save 17% by subscribing for 1 year. Go to PremiumTom.com right now while you're thinking about it. That's PremiumTom.com. The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank. And we are here with divorce attorney Adam Sachs and your phone calls in this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. You can dial in right now and talk with Adam. And get him right here. I mean, you know, ultimately, Adam is an attorney. And, of course, he charges for his services because he has talent and ability and education. But here, when you get to talk to him here, all you do is call in. And you get free legal advice right here if you call now at 901-3000-866. All right, let's go to some of these. Avi in Los Angeles. You're on the Tom Likas Show with divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, good evening, Tom, Adam. Got a friend of mine who's in a little bit of a sticky situation. He's in the process of a divorce. I'm not entirely sure how far along in this divorce he is, but I don't think he's represented quite well enough. But he's trying to buy...
Or at all, probably, I'm guessing.
I think he's got like a mutual attorney for both him and his wife.
Oh, boy. Please.
Oh, boy.
You're not serious.
I am serious. And what's even worse than that is he's pretty well off. I know he's got some money, so I'm not sure why he's doing what he's doing, but I don't know. But my question on his behalf is, how far into this divorce does he have to be before he can go out and buy another piece of property and not get completely screwed out of it?
Well, it's a very serious thing. You know, when you file for the divorce and the initial papers hit, and the other side gets served, there's a thing called, in California, they're called ATROs, which is like a temporary freeze, a restraining order on transfers and purchases and so forth. So in other words, once the divorce is in motion, if you start dumping all your stocks or you start selling real estate or whatever, that's considered illegal and very suspect, because the idea sometimes would be that someone was dishonest and they would be trying to convert and transfer assets to hide them from the other spouse. But generally speaking, as long as the divorce is floating around, your friend has to be very aware of it, and he has to make sure that the things that he does don't affect the community property or community property rights of his spouse. And he's taking a risk that if he does something that ends up being, you know, really profitable or whatever, she's going to try to get a share of it. There are a number of cases of, particularly one famous case where a man got a whole lot of stock options, which were worth millions of dollars from a Silicon Valley company. And the wife, of course, wanted her share. And even though they were going through a divorce, she came up with a whole story about how it was half hers, and she ultimately prevailed. So if your friend has money and he has assets to protect, he should know better. He should have an attorney. He should have a good attorney. There's a famous example of the film director Steven Spielberg, who did some very dramatic things with his wife, Amy Irving, with respect to a prenuptial agreement and so forth, and he did it without an attorney. He's worth hundreds of millions of dollars at the time. Now he's worth, I think, billions, but at the time he was worth a fortune, and he couldn't spend a couple of thousand to protect his assets with a proper lawyer, and he ended up losing a fortune. I think he lost $100 million because of that. So your friend could be what we call penny wise and pound foolish. You certainly should advise him to contact me or someone like me, and he should protect himself. It's no joke, these things.
And I have. And his explanation for it was, apparently his wife is being relatively nice in this. She's not asking for a whole lot of the, you know, marital assets. She's not asking for alimony. She's not asking for this and that and the other thing. And he's just kind of trying to skate by.
It doesn't work. I've talked to a lot of guys who tell me this, that you know, that he doesn't want to antagonize her and she's being so reasonable. But the bottom line is that that does not last. in the end, when you talk about big money, okay, she's trying to be reasonable, but sooner or later, she's going to talk to her father or to one of her girlfriends or somebody, and they're going to say to her, are you out of your mind? You're able to get all this money. I mean, a very common thing I talk to a lot of guys who tell me, well, we have a two-year-old, and she hasn't gone after me for child support, and I think that she probably won't. And the truth is, that's baloney. Of course she will. Sometimes,
by the way, I think sometimes what happens is the woman says, I don't want anything from you. I don't care. I just want out. But they get into the attorney's office. I know because I've been divorced four times. They get into the attorney's office and the attorney says, do you know what you're leaving on the table here?
Well, come on, Tom. Seriously.
Right.
I mean, who says no to money? Honestly.
Right.
Well, you sit with the attorney says, okay, fine. You just want to sign and be done. But let me point something out to you, stupid. Okay. You could get millions, half his house, half his car, blah, blah, blah. You're just going to walk away from that?
What is that software that women don't know about that they find out about when they go into the attorney's office? What is that?
Well, the Disso Master?
Yes. Oh, I heard all about that.
You heard about the Disso? You don't even have kids.
Not only do I not have kids, I had a prenup.
Well, there's definitely, in terms of being a proper attorney, and you make the attorney sound meaner than he is, Tom, you know?
I want the attorney to be mean on my behalf when I come in.
But, okay.
I've had some sharks over the years. And
sharks for you, though.
Sharks for me. I mean, again, if I'm getting divorced, I want my attorney to be a shark. I want her attorney to be a pushover.
Okay, fine.
Well, that's what I want.
Whoever the pushover is, and that's in whatever case there is, sooner or later, he has to give her some kind of disclosure. And he has to tell her, look, if you're going to turn it down, if you're not going to take spousal support, fine. You can waive it. But let me at least show you what it is that you're giving up. Because you're supposed to knowingly give it up. Okay.
Right.
And so the attorney says, look, as you say, he fires up the Disso Master. He calculates, he tells her, you'll be getting $20,000 a month. That's hundreds of thousands of dollars per year and millions over 10 years or whatever, right? And do you understand how much you're throwing away? And the woman sits there and goes, oh my God. Okay, that's the reality. And he wouldn't be a good attorney if he didn't even point it out to her.
On another note, and I want to thank our caller, Avi, by the way, but on another note, I know a lot of people. They're in and out of the entertainment industry. They frequently either make money two ways. They make W-2 income as employees, and then they do some freelance work on the side or something, and they've got some 1099 income. I know many people who, when they think they're going to get divorced, and again, I'm going to tell you what they think, and then you can tell me if this is a good idea. Here's what they do. They say, I'm going, and I'm getting myself a safe deposit box.
Oh, Tom.
And I am putting in all the money I make on the side. I'm putting it all in the safe deposit box so she can't get her hands on it.
Yeah, genius, huh?
All right. So tell us, for the guys who are doing that right now, what's wrong with that?
You can't do that. And in fact, there's even an interesting case, which is a leading case in California, a famous case of Regis Philbin, who was on the Today Show or whatever it was. Good Morning America.
Regis and Kathy Lee.
Right, right.
Oh, and he did Good Morning LA.
Good Morning, right.
Whatever it was.
Well, years ago.
AM Los Angeles.
Years ago, he was getting divorced, and he wanted to reduce the amount of spousal support that he was going to pay. And so instead of doing this nationally syndicated show, he started doing a show that was only in Southern California, okay? And that substantially reduced his income, okay? Legitimately. So he said, look, my income's gone down. I want to pay less alimony, okay, because it's a percentage of your income. Judge said no. Judge said you cannot deliberately reduce your income in order to then have your alimony go down. You're capable of making X number of dollars. You have to keep doing that. You cannot depress your income and screw your wife out of alimony. So what you're talking about, to take that even a step further, if you're going to transfer your money to the Cayman Islands or in a safe deposit box, or I think it's illegal to put cash in a safe deposit box, but if you're going to keep it in your mattress, okay, or whatever your story
is. But nobody knows what's in your safe deposit box.
Well, I guess not. I think the government has a way, the IRS or whatever, can go look in your box if they think you're committing tax fraud,
right,
which you obviously are doing. But anyway, in this scenario, whatever the deal
is. But you're not if you have a 1099. Now, of course, I would imagine.
You've got to declare it sooner or later.
Well, what I'm saying is I would guess the attorney would look for your tax returns, the opposing attorney, and would ultimately know you had made that money, whether it was in your safe deposit box or in your pocket.
Well, there definitely are, you know, dishonest people that run cash businesses that depress their income. And I've talked to husbands who are reluctant to pay child support, and they said to me to my face, I'm going to quit my job, I'm going to become a drug dealer, all cash, whatever business, no one's ever going to know, and I'm never going to pay a dime of child support. If you're very determined to live outside the normal economy, that's possible, I suppose, but it is not a very good idea. There's this thing, Tom, called forensic accounting, okay?
Yes.
And you can have a forensic accountant very determinedly look at all your books and your life and where your money flowed and your lifestyle. They do lifestyle analysis now, okay? There are too many people that live in Bel Air and say that they're broke and meanwhile they're driving Mercedes and so forth, okay?
Right.
So if you're playing that game, believe me, the judge in your case is going to have very little patience for you. And if your ex-wife has a lawyer who knows what he's doing, you're going to regret it. You'll be sorry. And if you try to defraud the other side, you can actually end up getting punished even worse. There's an example. You talked about this today, actually. It was funny. You were talking about this thing where half of people say that if they won the lottery, they would immediately leave their spouse or whatever. There actually is a case where a woman won the lottery for real, and immediately, she never told her husband, she immediately filed for divorce, and she was trying to keep 100% of the winnings, because technically, not technically, legally, it would have been half the husband's, because it's community property. Anyway, the husband did eventually, of course, find out about it, and he sued her for being defrauded, and the judge awarded him 100% of the lottery winnings.
Oh, my.
So that's your punishment for screwing around, okay? Forget it.
Oh, just don't get married, guys. Come on.
I told you. Didn't we talk about that, Tom? I thought that was settled.
Well, we've talked about it. But, again, we're getting close to Valentine's Day, and a lot of these boys are doing stupid things, just stupid things. You know, there are engagement rings that are coming at the bottom of creme brulee.
I heard it was expected on Valentine's Day. You're supposed to give an engagement ring. I mean,
right.
It's like
and
coming.
Spend, 2 months' salary on it.
Jeez. And then the June wedding, I think, is the thing.
The June wedding.
But the February 14th engagement.
Yes.
Well, what can I say? I don't advise it. I don't think it's a very good idea for anybody. I really am still...
I mean, lucky you. These guys still do stupid things. Get married. Don't get prenups. Great for your business.
Keeps us working, that's for sure.
Right.
I have to say though, Tom, we've talked about this. I'm still waiting, and I'm open to the intellectual debate here. I want somebody to tell me what the benefit to a man is for getting married.
Right.
I haven't heard it yet.
Well, I'll get us started with that, because here's what happens. There have been some of these surveys that have come out recently and have gotten play on the news. One of the stories I heard said that men who are married make more money.
Oh, really? It's you killing yourself paying for your wife.
Well, that's the thing. And my response to that is they have to make more money because they're with somebody who's spending all their
money.
She's
buying minivans and Chanel purses and a lot of the crap.
I mean, let me tell you, if I were married and somebody were sucking money out of my wallet. Like,
at an astounding rate.
Like Judy Jetson. I would probably not be doing the new normal. I would probably take a job at a radio station.
Yeah.
So I had guaranteed income coming in. So I could then make payments on her American Express bill.
You know, she would actually say that to you. That's the worst part of all. You talk about that thing about not being too successful and so forth.
Yes.
You'd be sitting over the dinner table and you'd say, you know, honey, I can't work on the syndicated radio station for CBS anymore. I think I'm going to start my own thing. And she'd say, Tom, you will do no such thing.
Right.
Think about that offer you got from that AM station. I know
right.
It's one-tenth of what you earned before, but that's okay. You're
right.
Going to take it. They have health insurance.
Right. Exactly right. Now, the other thing that came out in the news recently was the claim that men who are married live longer.
Right.
And my response to that is, I'm really not concerned about years 77 through 82. And not only that, that's 5 more years of nagging I would have to listen to. So these are not compelling reasons to get married. They're not.
Well, Chris Rock said, you know, if you love sex, getting married is not a very good idea.
Not a good deal for you.
Not a good idea.
No. And people just get so upset when you say that. Among other things, we have our guest here, divorce attorney Adam Sachs, at this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And Adam would like to know what I'm always asking about, and that is, what are the benefits for a man to get married? What are the benefits?
I think what we should do, Tom, is we should make it more of a thing like you did with that radio program, that if someone can identify one benefit of being married, we should give them, you know, $500 or something like that.
Really?
I would put up that money.
You would?
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, so $500.
I just came up with that amount, Tom. Huh? I don't know what's appropriate,
well,
but I'm just saying.
$500 is good. We did $500 to somebody who get through to the Heidi and Frank show.
There you go. But who's the judge, though? Is it Art? Art will decide.
Well, yeah, Art can, if you want Art to, or we can all decide collectively. We can do it like that. Is there a good reason to get married? All right. Adam Sachs offered $500 if the collective here decides that you have come up with a good reason for getting married, a constructive reason, a benefit to men.
A benefit specifically to men. Not a reason, a benefit to men.
Yes.
Okay.
What is the benefit to men? I believe there is no benefit to men and that there will be no winner of such a contest. There won't be. So you are certainly welcome to weigh in on that and see if you can win the $500. Good luck to you. But in the meantime, and by the way, don't say like cooking. You know, it's so much cheaper to hire somebody. Here in Southern California, some of the greatest cooks. I'm not just talking about master chefs. I'm talking about people who can grind out great basic meals 3, 4, 5 times a day. L.A. is full of people like that. They cost a lot less than a wife.
And by the way, Tom, I don't think I've met her, but you've spoken very highly of your housekeeper.
Yes.
The one that is in your Hollywood home.
Right.
I mean, isn't that a great relationship? Seriously.
Of course it is.
You pay her. You say, honey, do me a favor. Make sure the cabinets are clean. Vacuum over here. Wipe this down. And she does it with a smile.
More than that. Raina cleaned up at my Super Bowl party.
There you go.
She also cooked with her sister, Alba.
Is she cursing at you the whole time?
Nope.
Is she telling you, not that pot, Tom, not that pan, what
Raina,
are you doing?
Raina considers herself part of my family.
There you go.
And she has been my housekeeper for 17 years.
Wow.
17 years. And for me, for my money, she is part of my family. By the way, she also cleans up here at the studio.
But the point is that there's no misunderstanding, right?
No.
You're paying her a salary. She's doing a great
job
for
you. There's no arguing. There's no debating. There's no telling me, you got two hands, do it yourself.
Can you imagine being in a relationship where you have a tremendous personal crisis like this caller, Tyler, and you say to your wife, I just need you tonight, honey, my father's dead, and she tells you, I'm sorry, I have plans?
I don't think she even said she was sorry.
Oh, oops. I'm giving her too much credit.
Hey. I had a plan. What am I going to tell the girls?
Hell with that, man. I'm sorry. The hell with that.
It's unbelievable. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll come back with your calls. 901-3000-TOM. Use our telephone number for divorce attorney Adam Sachs. 901-3000-866.
The world is listening. The world needs to hear from you. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Here's a message for all you Pontiac people out there. Is your old GTO, Trans Am, or Firebird V8 getting tired? You know there's only one place in the world that leads the field in Pontiac engine rebuilding, and they ship worldwide. It's PontiacEngines.com. Founded by NHRA Super Stock Indy winner Bruce Fulper, PontiacEngines.com is the number one mail-order Pontiac engine builder in the world. From stock engines to 1,000 horsepower, killer street machines. Go to PontiacEngines.com. Click on the email link at the bottom of the page and get a quote. Mention the Tom Likas Show, and you'll get a $300 discount on your next engine build. That's not bad. That's incredible. That's PontiacEngines.com.
When I first tried steeping new normal music enriched with today's hottest indie pop and indie rock, it was so good that I told two friends about it. And they told two friends, and so on, and so on, and so on. And believe me, there's still nothing like the original New Normal music. It gives me super jams, super grooves, and super nutrients. Try it. You'll tell your friends about it.
And they'll tell their friends, and so on, and so on.
Be sure to get the original New Normal music with today's hottest upbeat indie pop and indie rock. NewNormalMusic.com. Be that lizard.
I've got a question for you. Have you experienced the smell of smoke in your home? after a nearby fire? Well, you know what? That means you've got smoke damage. Don't try to call your insurance carrier and negotiate that claim yourself, because you're never going to get the results you would have gotten had you called GA Public Adjusters. GA Public Adjusters at 866-866-0777 or online at irepresentyou.com. Now, maybe you have water or mold damage, wind or roof damage. Let an expert make sure you get exactly what you deserve. It won't cost a thing out of your pocket, and your insurance premium will not go up. GA Public Adjusters receives a modest percentage of the settlement they'll work so hard to get for you. Why protect a big corporate insurance company when you pay them to protect you? GA Public Adjusters works for you on both home and business claims. Call for a free estimate today, 866-866-0777, or visit them online at www.irepresentyou.com. GA Public Adjusters, call today and get paid. Tom Likas Show. A bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show with our guest divorce attorney Adam Sachs from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. All right. Let's say hi to Charles in Berkeley. Charles, you're on the Tom Likas Show with our guest divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Charles.
Hi, Charles.
Hey, Adam. I'm going to take you up on that $500.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
me and my big mouth.
Here it comes.
Right. Here it comes. Free health insurance. Free health insurance.
No.
I don't agree with that.
No way.
You don't agree with that?
No.
I'm a deadbeat. I don't
because
have a
cost of Listen to me. Because the cost of health insurance is way less than the cost of having a wife.
No. I don't agree. I had $0 and 0 cents, and I needed the health care.
Let me understand. You were a complete loser with no job, no income.
That is correct. And it was
you were offered a chance to marry somebody with health insurance.
Exactly.
You'd already used up all of your unemployment benefits, too?
Oh, well, I'm on disability. I get a very small check.
Adam, what do you think about that?
Wow. You know, the funny thing about this, and I think, Tom, you even talked about this like yesterday maybe, that this really is romantic, isn't it? Doesn't this really put the lie to the whole point
of
marriage and its benefits? I mean,
hey, Adam, can you speak up? I can't hear you.
I'm here. What I'm saying is, you know, when you talk about the romantic background and what you're told as a child and what marriage is supposed to mean and what it's supposed to be, et cetera, it is nauseating. When I talk to a woman and she tells me, I married him because he had a nice house. I married him because he had a horse, okay? And what you're literally saying, which is distressing, is that you needed health insurance, and so you married a woman. And that is ridiculous.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I feel sorry for you as a person. I don't want to insult you, but you got to be kidding me. You've got to do better with your life than that.
You don't love her either, right? You just wanted the health insurance.
No. I recently dropped that bitch. And now I'm
what happened to your insurance?
What about that free insurance, man?
I'm paying Cobra now.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry if you're disabled. I don't know what your disability is, but there's lots of things you can do with your life.
Mentally disabled.
No, he said he's getting disability.
Bipolar 1, there you go.
All right. Well, there's a lot of things you can do with your life, and it's not just, you know, not being a parasite on the system. It's important to make a contribution. I'm sure that you have something that no one else can do special, and you should develop that.
By the way, isn't it fraud if you marry somebody, but you really don't love them, but you married them to get health insurance?
That's fraud, all right.
Then after the insurance runs out, you divorce them?
That's the definition of fraud.
Well, yeah, it was a 7-year. I had the 7-year itch going, so I had to get out.
Okay. I think that
Adam says no.
I think you could make better decisions in your life in the future, okay?
Okay, so anyway, I wanted to talk about my divorce. Can I lay it out for you?
Sure.
All right, I was a fool. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I had my father, who was a divorce attorney, I had him take care of my divorce.
Okay, well, it's really, really not a good idea to have relatives as your attorney. Okay, they get too emotionally involved and so forth.
My father, what he did is he agreed to let my wife get away with no spousal support.
Fabulous.
So I'm here with no money, no job, no spousal support. I'm going through a bankruptcy. I just filed for bankruptcy this week.
Fabulous. So I guess you could sue your father for malpractice, I suppose.
I could sue my father for malpractice.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay. It
could cause some pressure in your family, you know?
All right. So so I'd have to get a new lawyer to sue my father.
I really think you should reconsider your life, okay?
By the way, how anxious would an attorney be to take a case like that?
Well, attorneys, you know, sue other attorneys, Tom. This is a dog-eat-dog world.
Understood, but when the attorney is the client's father...
Well, you know, the nice thing about it, at least, is that his father was at least a family law attorney. I have a lot of people that will pick up a relative as their attorney as a favor or something, and usually that relative does some other kind of law. They're a contract lawyer, you know, and they're doing a divorce for the first time. That is usually not a good idea. You want people to specialize. But as you see, sometimes even his father may have felt something towards his soon-to-be ex-daughter-in-law, so he didn't want to put the screws to her or whatever, or he felt guilty, or it was like all these different family dynamics.
Maybe he was nailing her.
Oh, God. Better avoided.
Brandon in Elkhart, Indiana, you're on the Tom Likas Show with our guest, divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, how are you, Adam?
Hi, Brandon. How are you?
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Yes, I got a question with, I got hurt at my job, and I'm unable to return, and
sorry to hear it.
Thank you. And we had to get lawyers involved, and there's going to be some settlement coming out of that. Now, it's true what Tom says, that if you win the lottery, would you upgrade?
Well, you know, one good thing that you need to know, and this is something you need to discuss. You said you have a settlement coming, so I presume you have an attorney and so forth. Normally, something of that nature, if it's from your injury or disability, whatever's happened to you, I don't know precisely, normally that would not be community property. So that might be money that just comes to you. Now, normally something like a lottery winning, for example, a windfall like that would be both spouses sharing in it. But in your instance, like an inheritance, it might be just for you. And so it might be a good opportunity for you to make a break with that money that she won't be able to touch.
Okay, now I heard something that if I was to put it in a joint account,
I would
have to keep it as separate, right?
Wow, there you go, you see. Once you start futzing with that money and paying off some debts, putting it into a joint account, it can be said that the money has what's called is called transmuted, which means that it changes in form. So if you start paying the mortgage with it and buying something for her and buying something for yourself, she can then put a claim on that money and say, well, it was, you know, his separate property, but now it's become community property.
And if you pay the mortgage out of that checking account, even if the house is only in your name, guess what? A claim could be made that the house belongs to both of you because it was being paid out of a joint account.
Well, you're definitely putting caution in the wind, that's for sure. And that's always the case anyway.
Okay.
And the thing is, no offense, Brandon, but what you're trying to do, you're being a pussy. You don't want to tell your wife, all right, we're going to have two accounts or three accounts. We're going to have my account, your account, and a joint account out of which we're going to pay the electric bill.
No, you need the account with the puppy dog checks, Tommy. Come on.
Pussy.
You can have a joint account. I used to have a joint account with one wife and had $100 in it.
Right. And then your account had
$100,000.
Your account had $100,000, and then her account had mad money, right?
Right.
Well, anyway, the bottom line is that I don't know what your plan is, but you do want to plan this a little bit. And if you're getting that check at some specific time in the near future, that might be your time to make the break. It might be a good idea to file for the divorce pretty soon. And if you're thinking this way, it's always better to do it sooner rather than later. We talked about this too, Tom, in terms of people that put it off and wait too long and stay too long and so forth. If you're thinking about it and you know the relationship is dead, every day that you stick around, you're going to owe more spousal support, more alimony, vagina money, and everything else is just getting worse and worse. It's always better to make the break sooner rather than later.
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you, Brandon. Appreciate the call. We do. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. Let's say hello here to Lennon in Oxnard, the home of the 37-year-old grandmother. Lennon, you're on the Tom Liga Show. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Adam. How are you guys doing?
Hey, great. How are you?
Well, I'm going to take up Adam on that challenge because...
here we go again, Tom.
No, this is the actually only benefit, and it's legit. You know, if you're married for a green card, that's the only benefit you get.
I'm sorry, I don't agree. I don't agree.
I know a lot of guys that deal with hell for the first few years. They get settled and divorce and move on to a bigger, better model.
I hear you. I understand. In terms of getting the green card yourself or whatever, it puts you at a tremendous disadvantage with the woman. As far as getting the green card for someone else, Tom has talked about this in the past, that if you have this foreign woman or whatever, the problem is, and I thought, you know, if you marry a woman from another country, you bring her to America and get her a green card, she is going to be grateful to you forever and ever, and that's just not true. And what they changed... What they changed in the past couple of years, they added this thing, and you have to get it notarized. There's no fooling around. You have to promise that if that person that you bring into the country becomes some kind of a ward of the state, ends up collecting any kind of benefit from the government, including student loans or welfare, then for something like 10 years, you owe it back. You have to reimburse it.
And the amount might have gone up since I last looked at one of these. And refused to sign one.
Good for you.
The amount was up to $16,000 a year. So
$60,000.
16.
Oh, I think it's 60, Tom.
It was $16,000. So it was a total commitment of $160,000 potential liability.
I'm going to check that.
So if I would guess with all the controversy about immigration, I'm sure it's gone up. But the way it goes is, if your girl decides that she's going to, you know, file for disability, EBT card, WIC, welfare, any of that stuff, the state where you are is going to just total up all of the amount of taxpayer money that your girl has taken in and is going to send you a bill.
Unbelievable.
And you have signed a document, which most guys are thinking with their dick. They sign the document, they don't read. And so you're going to realize ultimately that you signed this and you didn't know you signed it. That's what's going to happen. So, not a good thing to do. Adam, how can people get in touch? We did not get a winner today. Sorry about that.
But next time.
We certainly picked up the phone. Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
You can call me. And by the way, I answer my own phone, and it's always a free consultation, so you don't have to be afraid. You can give me a call at my toll-free number, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320.
And Adam's website is adamlawyer.com.
Don't just sit on your ass. Sit on your ass, pick up a phone, and call Tom. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal News Group, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for guys. I'm Gary Zeno. Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription. The number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. You got time for that?
Who got tubes?
Beer Magazine. If you want to know when your girl's going to be on the rag, there's an app for that.
You know what? This might be the best invention, honestly.
It's called PMS Alert.
Yeah.
Apparently, all you do is you just have to know when your chick's having her period. Just once. You put it in there, and it will warn you every goddamn month from here on in.
It makes sense, too. And also, it doubles as a lie detector because they often blame PMS even when it's not happening.
Yeah, not according to the app, it ain't your period.
It says right here, if you look at right here, it says that you're PMSing.
Yeah.
Or you're not.
Article also includes apps for penis size calculation and others that I don't think I really need to mention.
No, let's just stick with the other one.
It's supposedly for, I guess, working out what size condom you're going to need.
Okay. There we go.
I don't really don't.
No, we're good. Let's go back to the fact that you can predict the PMS, and that's the most important thing.
Right. It's a good point.
Not the PMS, penis measurement system. No.
Mm-hmm. Why do married women, or men, I should say, cheat? According to a once prostitute, now author, Rebecca Dakin.
Right. This is the person to ask. Here's a hoe.
Yeah.
A paid hoe.
Yeah.
A real hoe.
Yeah.
And she says, this is why married men cheat. Mm-hmm. And it goes.
And then she gives like 5,000 different
right,
reasons.
A whole litany of them. But here's somebody who is on the receiving end for why men cheat. And it makes complete sense to me. That's the right person to ask.
Yeah. She's got some news for you broads, by the way. She says, if your man is not asking for sex anymore, it means he's getting it elsewhere.
That's so true, too. Mm. If the guy finally gave up, it means that he hasn't given up. He just gave up with you.
Correct.
Done.
Yeah. That's pretty important to know.
And this broad, this paid hoe, she said she dated around, I guess dating is the way whores say it. Dated. They're Don, they're Johns or whatever.
Yeah.
She did 900 dudes, mm-hmm. and it comes from that wealth of experience. And she says, I know what I'm doing. And she's like, she helps people stay in relationships. She feels that doing this book actually keeps people together. And it makes sense. If you just do what this whore says, you'll have a very successful relationship.
I'd like to get in on this. The owner and president of In-N-Out Burger is actually a 30-year-old broad who's worth $1 billion.
I know, and this is something that should pique the interest of one Tom Likas, because her last name is Torres. Here's a female, here's an actual president and billionaire. It just happens to be of In-N-Out Burger, so I think all the worlds have come together at one.
Lindsay Torres. Her grandparents actually founded In-N-Out Burger, and she now owns the whole goddamn thing, out and out.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. This girl's right up Tom's alley, as a matter of fact. She just comes in a bottle, you know, her hair, the bleach, the blonde hair, comes out of a bottle. But the rest of it, this is great, because it looks like somebody from the Harry and Esther Snyder family might have dipped into the brown, because they got a little Taurus running around. Right. Done.
The former CEO of Ed Hardy is being sued by a female masseuse who claims the guy tried to force a happy ending, and then, when that didn't work out, he tried to talk her into banging his wife.
Yeah, that's really not going to work out, hence the ex-Ed Hardy CEO. By the way, if you're wearing Ed Hardy right now, you're either somebody that got it at a Goodwill, or you're a gigantic douche. You were a douche if you wore it then, and you're a douche if you wear it now.
Right.
I said.
Brand new study out of Canada. Ask people what turns them off the most. Coming in at number one are body odors.
That makes sense.
Shortly followed there by bad breath. Not feeling fresh or clean. I don't know. What the fuck is that?
Nothing a little douche can't handle.
Poorly groomed private parts at number four. And then finally, baby talk.
Oh, really definitely.
People's off.
If your girl sounds like Paris Hilton on a 24-hour basis, it's time to go.
Yeah.
To G-O go.
Yeah. Skier Lindsay Vonn was airlifted to a hospital in Australia on, I guess, this morning.
Yeah.
After a crash. Yep. During the Alpine World Championships in Schlumding, some shit like
some
that.
Schlumdinger. The issue here is Lindsey Vonn, not just an Olympic class skier, but also the alleged girlfriend of Tiger Woods.
That's a hot broad.
She really is ridiculous. But I guess they're saying it's not over for her, because people are saying that she could return in the 2014 season. So no worries. I mean, even if she did tear her shit up, she could come back.
Mm-hmm. And finally, a pick alert for you. We talked about teeth being necessary to find somebody attractive.
Yeah.
Check out Mick Jagger's daughter, Georgia May.
This is crazy.
Has this huge gap tooth thing going on.
But don't you think it kind of looks like, if you put the hand over her eye, you just look at the teeth, it's unbelievable. It's like him. It's scary.
I don't know. Mick doesn't have that big of a gap in his teeth.
No, but, but the same lips, though, and everything. It's weird, man.
Whistle such a tosh. There you have it, Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary's Dino.
Yay.
Be sure to check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. There's a brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We are back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
There's a New Normal channel with Tom Likas. There's a New Normal channel for lizards. There's a New Normal channel with balls. There's a New Normal channel with 50,000 in a row. And then there's a New Normal channel that just screws with your head 24/7. That channel is Great Big Radio. Great Big Radio. Two generations of awesome power pop. Stuff you know very well, with stuff you forgot about, and stuff you never heard before but will blow you away. I said blow. So, enjoy 50,000 Lizards with Balls 101. And when you want to hear classic hits and the songs that should have been, go straight to
Great Big Radio.
24/7 at GreatBigRadio.com, the TuneIn app, and the Great Big Radio app for the iPhone.